Well, it's the first time I've ever had a procession like that for the Feast of the Presentation, which of course doesn't always line up on a Sunday. And even when it does, priests are famous for, that looks like too much time and it's complicated and people might not find the right pew and then it gets ugly and contentious. And it's just, you know, it's one more thing that we got to add to what we're already doing. But Chris Karstens and a lot of other people gave me a little nudge to say, you should try it. Now that I've seen it at all three masses, it really is beautiful. There's something very consoling about it as the unifying. There's a solidarity. We walk in together, the candles. I mean, especially the little kids are mesmerized by that. And so it is for all of us. I mean, we're God's children. We're learning how to worship him. And so I'd have to say you did a really nice job with the procession. I think I'd give an A plus to 4 o'clock. You guys probably A minus. And because half of you weren't here yet. And it's 10:30, right? And then the 8 o'clock. Now everybody did a beautiful job. And but life is messy, right? I mean, you can't control it. You don't get to have it on your terms. It just goes the way it goes. And you know, for example, Summer Fun is moving up to Marathon Park because we put the new asphalt parking lot in. And to put up those tents, you got to put those holes right through it. And I said, nah, it's too expensive. I just don't think we should put any holes. So up to Marathon Park we go. A week ago Friday, they were putting in a new gate because the fence, you know, that went in. And then the idea is that they have a sliding gate so when the kids are out there for recess, it's just a little safer and so forth. Good idea. And the guys came and they had a digger's hotline ticket. And that notwithstanding, they dug down and they hit the natural gas line. And then things really got exciting around here for a while. I was gone. I was in La Crosse. Nobody told me anything about it. Thanks be to God. I would have been up all night. So I get back here and I don't want any holes in the lot. We have one of the biggest holes that we've ever had in the parking lot. I mean, it's big enough that you could find oil down there, I'm sure. And so isn't that how life goes, right? I mean, it's as parents, you know, that the kids, they're kids. They have to play. They have to grow. They make their mistakes. So life is messy. What's this have to do with the presentation, which is one of the great stories about Jesus, right? Simeon gets to hold this baby, and now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. This little baby is destined for the fall and rise of many. This little baby is God's son, our Messiah. He's going to judge heaven and earth, you and me. He has all power, and yet he uses it in a very merciful way. It's a great feast, but I think what's relevant is the first reading about, from Malachi, and he's talking about the refiner's fire and the fuller's lye. Lye is a kind of a coarse, a harsh soap. He used to call it caustic soda, and it's a really tough stuff, and it takes off just about anything, right? And I think that's the whole point for us. The temple is God's kingdom. It's symbolic of heaven. And between now and then, you and I have some work to do. There's some cleaning that has to happen, and some of it won't be painless. I mean, it's why we're here in this world. An ongoing conversion to become what God wanted us to be, to look in our heart and to see what's there, which sometimes can be selfish, petty, unforgiving, cruel, judgmental. All sorts of things can creep into this heart. And for this, God sent his son to purify, to cleanse. Now, the cleansing, this life is messy business, there are just a few things to consider. Number one is it takes a long time. I remember once there was a first confession, and this little girl just got done. Her grandma was waiting out in the hallway. And when she came out of the confessional, she says, "Grandma, I passed." Which is true, but I mean, it's not over yet, right? I mean, you get older, you have other problems, other temptations, other sins. It's not so clean cut as that, well, now I'm saved, I'm done. Life is messy. I went to a St. Vincent de Paul meeting, and if you work with the poor, you'll see that they're like any other class of human beings. It's not easy to overcome old habits, things that become a vice, even an addiction. And if you're going to love them, you got to have a pretty big heart because you might get discouraged and want to fix them. And that makes a mess for everyone. I have some of the same struggles. I may not have addictions and some of the things that end up leading people to dire straits, but I have a lot of brokenness, some of which I will have for all my life. To let God into that, to let him cleanse. And this isn't the superficial stuff. You know, this week they're going to put up a platform and start putting the lights up above me. They're going to clean the Holy Family up there. They're going to wipe them down, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And that's the easy stuff, the outside. It's the inside that God really wants to cleanse. And that takes time, a long time, so much that we get discouraged. But never to give up, never to say that somehow I could never be what I was supposed to be. It takes time, that's the first thing. The second is that you can't go back and change the past. You can be sorry about it, but sometimes it still bothers us. A guy called in on the radio the other day, and he was grateful to God for his conversion, which must have happened in his midlife. He probably was living a kind of wild existence, and God gave him another chance. You could hear his gratitude. But then he started to kind of cry. He's like, "But I just can't forgive myself sometimes of the things I once did." And isn't that the part of our life that only God can forgive and forget? But even the remembering, at least in my life, has been a source of humility, of compassion. If I'm about to cast a stone, the Holy Spirit says, "Whoa, hey, remember that time when we helped you?" Yeah. And then we can be forgiven and forgiving. We can't change the past, but as Corrie ten Boom, she said, that's what the past is for. It's a preparation for only a future only God can see. So we have to take our time. We want to start today on this conversion, but it's not going to be done by next week. We want to let God into our past, and he can sort out the things that are a part of our life. And the other thing, I think, is that God helps us to know what battles to pick. You know, sometimes we get involved in everybody else's problems, and we got to clean them and fix them. And these kids were out here playing a couple of weeks ago. There's a snow pile over here by the fence, and it was warm, and they were digging caves, and they were getting all involved. They were really enjoying this, and I could see that the snow was starting to push up against that fence, new fence. And I'm like, I'm going to give these kids a speech. I tell them that, you know what, you don't have to, get that dug out of there, because that's going to stretch that fence. But then the Lord was like, no, it's not a big deal. But of course, then the next week it got really cold, and that fence is pushing out 6 inches. And every time I walk past there, which is a lot, I start hating these kids. And then their parents. I'm just like, I told them, can't we have anything nice around here? Stupid. But they're kids, and it's an inanimate object. It's a fence, right? So on Friday, because it warmed up a little bit, I got a shovel out there, and I got it dug back about 6 inches. I have a little owie. Let me see where that is now. It's right, you want to see? It's right there. It's on my, I got a blister. Anyway, to know what battles to fix, to fight, to engage the things that really are worthwhile, which are things inside of us, things that can make us sad, and we try to bury, and we disguise, we pretend they're not there. But the light of Christ, and that's why you carry a candle, the light is greater than our darkness. His mercy far exceeds our brokenness, and his love is limitless. If only we would trust. Life is messy. Oh, yeah, it's got all kinds of issues. But God comes as lie, which is his way of forgiving. I sat in the confessional 4 hours yesterday, allowing God to work through me to touch his people. We make messes. He's really good at cleaning them up. He comes as the fuller, the refiner's fire, as love, which is so potent, sometimes we feel unworthy. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but he gives himself as a gift. Life is messy. The kids are back from the Children's Liturgy of the Word, so it's time to wrap this thing up. Let's thank God for the gift of presentation, the gift of faith, the gift of a clean heart.